On the line is Morgan Williams.
G'day, Blair. Hello, everybody.
And Giuseppe, always known as Joe Palumbo. Ciao, Giuseppe.
Come va? Sto bene, grazie.
What an incredible thing you did 40 years ago that is still rolling now, to take on the big record companies and say, stuff it, people want quality records that you're not releasing. What gave you the drive to do that?
Our customers always came first, and we were supplying a huge pent-up demand and with a range of a product that they couldn't get elsewhere.
I saw a little bit differently. I saw injustice in the system, and I saw that the law was unjust. Therefore, I felt, I don't know, that my emotions went crazy. I had to do something about it, and I did. We did.
It's called Music Wars, the 40 years of Central Station Records. Music Wars, did you really feel at some times in the 40 years that was this fight worth it? Would you have just wanted to hang up your boots and put the decks away?
Many times, where I, especially when the change of governments, different politicians, different people, we fought at all levels, economically, politically, social. We become activists. Basically, I was spending a lot of my time with my lawyers trying to work out a strategy how to be able to... But the support came. The support came from different sources, from the legal side, from the federal government, from the Liberals, from the Labour Party. Professor Alan Fowles was instrumental in helping me out in defending myself, and also getting the Senate to change the view about the copyright law.
And it's interesting looking at the track listing. It's a three CD set. It's what's there that says to me, this is a charting of an alternative part of Australia's music history. Putting this together, is it the parallel part of Australia's music history?
It is, and also it's just a small representation of the 4,000 titles we released over the 40 years. And a lot of artists, we haven't got Madonna there, but Central Station was actually instrumental in getting Madonna in the charts in Australia, including Prince. And the record companies were fighting against us to stopping us from promoting their own product. It was an amazing time.
It is really an interesting collection, because a lot of the music that's there comes from people of colour, and certainly people of the diverse and gender and sexuality background. Were you conscious of really wanting to push those artists into Australia?
Oh, no. For us, there was no discrimination. We just heard the song. We liked it. I just went with my taste, because I enjoyed all sorts of music, from funk, R&B, soul. I like jazz. I like blues, I like classical music, electronic music, I like that one. You listen to the vinyl and you say, well, this is a good song, this is a good back, we're getting out of 10, and then the DJ buys it and starts playing it, and the radio station, community radio stations, and we're very helpful in promoting new artists.
There has been a great growth in electronic dance music in Australia. Towards the end of the 20th century, beginning of the 21st, what is it about EDM that makes life better?
Oh, I think that the dance music opens up the brainwaves, the meta, beta, I'm not quite sure, one, alpha. It does create a sense of peace, an emotional outburst. So it elevates the moods. It makes people talk to their own soul. If you let go and listen to the music and you dance with that, you're just relaxing. You're letting go. You're relaxing. It's a form of relaxation. It's a form of meditation.
I'm really impressed with the life that you two have been able to make together. How did you two get together? How did Morgan and Joe meet each other and then become the kings of Central Station?
Well, I needed someone in my life to support me to fight the issue, because I singly didn't want to do it by myself. What for? What am I doing this for? I'm a young man dedicating all my youth. So I bumped into Morgan one night, and he speaks good English, and he writes very well. That's one of the things why I actually got to know him. And we just spend more time together and we liked each other, and that's been going on for 35 years.
And not many heterosexual relationships can claim that they've had both a working relationship and a personal romantic relationship that's lasted 35 years. So I think you've done incredibly well, and I think that's a great example and a great honouring for the rest of our community to look up to and see, yep, it can happen.
But the way I saw it those days is I said to myself, well, my business will do well one day, and I want you to be part of my business and my life. So I decided to, you know, give him a key ring. I gave him half the business. So I also made him responsible for his actions as a partner. I believe a lot of partnerships are based on the wrong basis, and they have to reevaluate why they are together.
Morgan and Joe, where do you see music distribution going now? We're almost at the end of the second decade of the 21st century. Where are we going to go? Will there be still record stores when, you know, let's say 2050? Are we going to have record stores? Are we going to have places where you can go and physically buy music and talk to people who know music?
Well, look, everybody talks that the CD market is over. The Central Station CD will be one of perhaps the latest one. Everything is moving on streaming. Pay by the month and you get whatever you want. But at the same time, there's a huge revival on the vinyl sales. I'm just reading that a major recording company in Japan now allocating workforce to print up to $900 million of vinyl. That is what the market it is now. They're estimating to go up. So the CD, we have the something. We go down, and then we have specialist stores. I think there is some more years to come. We have small operators running single stores, like it's happening now for the vinyl. Mm-hmm. Melbourne's got 301 Hub. They're just selling vinyl. There's the record store in Sydney also doing a small operation, one person, two people, that's it. So that will continue, I reckon, for a while. But the future, streaming.
Yeah. One of the interesting things is over particularly the 30 years that I'm mostly familiar with the work that Central Station has done, apart from you giving me all of the ABBA records I could never get but made my collection so huge, was then getting the introduction to dance music. The first of the high-energy dance tracks from the UK and Europe came through you to me and grew in me, or gave me a feeling of I'd found a whole new world of dance. I'd loved disco in the 70s, but this was something else again. I wonder if it's connected to the fact that the gay clubs really owned this music to start with. Is the gay community the place where dance trends start and go out to the world?
Definitely. Started from San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, and it moved here. There was a rich disco music, you know, Donna Summer, Patrick Cowley, Megaton, Energy, all that American influence come through. And it did come from the big clubs in New York and San Francisco. One of the things the Central Station did was to promote the music to the mobile DJs. And that we opened up the market right in suburbia without having to go to a club, marriages, parties, and all these many Mediterranean people, Greeks, Italians, they were buying vinyl and turntables, put in the back of the car and just play loud music at parties. And that really pushed the dance music down into suburbia.
If you had to choose a track for each other, Joe, out of the 3D tracks on Music Wars, which track would you choose as your dedication to Morgan? And Morgan, which track would you choose as your dedication to Joe?
Right. Well, I like Finally by C.C. Pennington.
Yeah? Okay. Cool. Morgan?
Okay. Our big track, Starley, Call on Me.
Yes. That was huge. That was absolutely huge, call on me. Unbelievable.
It's the biggest track we've ever had on our label that, with our own artists. Yeah. Top 10 in the USA and, of course, top 10 here. And top 10 all over the world.
Exactly, yeah, all over the world. Joe and Morgan, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk about your love and passion. And thank you very much for bringing incredible music to Australia and allowing so many people the chance to work with music and bring it to an even wider audience.
Thank you for all your passion and support over many years. And your audience, thank you for all your support. I can only say we are very grateful.